All right, so today we are really diving deep into this idea of feminine agility. You know, it's funny, this topic you sent our way, it's really got me thinking.
Yeah, definitely a hot topic right now.
Yeah.
And, you know, for good reason, too.
For sure. So to kick things off, for anyone who might be new to this whole feminine agility thing.
Right, let's break it down.
Yeah, what are we even talking about here?
So the material we've got, it defines feminine agility as basically, it's like blending those traditionally feminine qualities, you know, things like empathy, intuition,
right,
collaboration.
Yeah.
And then you're mixing that with agile methodologies.
Yeah.
And the goal.
Mm-hmm.
Creating these really adaptable, innovative teams.
And I love how they talk about debunking the myth that, you know, women bring these unique qualities to the table as if it's some big revelation. It's like, come on, haven't we always known this? Right. It's like, hello.
But I think what's really interesting is, like, historically, especially in fields like tech, we've often put so much emphasis on this, well, for lack of a better term, this masculine approach.
Okay, I see where you're going with this.
Right, like very data-driven, very hierarchical. And look, those things have their place. But the world's changing fast, right? We're talking rapid technological advancements, constant disruption. You need to adapt.
You know what? This reminds me of this app I tried using the other day, and the interface was so confusing. I'm talking ready to launch my phone across the room, levels of frustration. And it just got me thinking, like, did anyone on the design team actually stop and consider the user's experience? Did they bring any empathy to the table?
And I think that's a perfect example of where feminine agility comes in, right?
Yeah.
It's not just about having women on teams. It's about valuing those qualities that we often label as feminine. Intuition, empathy, collaboration, like, it's not a coincidence that software often reflects the people who built it.
Oh, is that Conway's law?
Exactly. Conway's law. It basically says that the way a system is structured, it's going to mirror how the team that built it communicates.
Yeah.
So if you've got a team that's all about open communication, collaboration, empathy,
they're going to design a system that reflects those values.
Exactly.
So more feminine agility on those teams, better products, systems that actually make sense for the people using them.
That's the idea. It's not just about, you know, making a few tweaks here and there. It's about this fundamental shift in how we approach problems, how we create solutions in this crazy digital age we're living in.
And the cool thing is, this isn't just, you know, some theoretical concept. This material we're looking at, it gets really practical.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
It's
not just some feel-good buzzword, feminine agility. Mm-hmm. It actually has some serious teeth to it. And you know what I find really fascinating? It's not just for women.
Exactly.
Or even just people in tech.
Yeah, right? It's for everyone.
Yeah. It applies across industries to, honestly, anyone who's part of a team trying to get things done, which is pretty much all of us, right?
It's so true. And they actually lay that out really well in their Who Is This For section. They list everyone from women in leadership, tech professionals, educators, change makers. Like, it goes on and on. And there's one group in particular that kind of jumped out at me. Professionals for Organizational Development. What's your take on that?
You know, I think that's such a crucial point. And honestly, it's one that often gets overlooked because it really highlights how feminine agility, it's not just about, like, individual growth.
Right. It's bigger than that.
Right. Exactly. It's about changing entire systems from the inside out.
Yeah.
I mean, think about it. These organizational development folks, they're the ones shaping company culture.
They're architects.
Right. How teams work. If they're embracing these principles, it's going to trickle down throughout the whole organization.
Oh, totally. It's like baking it into the DNA of the company. And, you know, speaking of company culture, I came across this quote in the material that really stuck with me. It said, feminine agility can shape company cultures to be more inclusive and supportive of diverse talents. And I was like, well, yeah, who doesn't want that? Seriously. It's about creating this environment where everyone feels seen, heard, valued.
Mm-hmm.
And the result, you get more innovation, more success across the board.
Okay, listeners, I want to pause here for a second and do a little gut check.
Mm-hmm.
As we're talking about this, think about your own workplace, right?
Mm-hmm.
Have there been times when maybe just a little more empathy, a little more collaboration could have made a difference?
Oh, I'm sure we can all think of a few.
Right. I know I can. And, you know, that's the beauty of this whole concept of feminine agility.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just about looking outward. It's about looking inward, too.
Absolutely, yeah.
And speaking of looking inward, one thing I really appreciated about this material is that they don't shy away from the whole personal development aspect of feminine agility.
Right.
They actually connected directly to this idea of inner leadership and empowerment. And that's where things get really interesting, right? Because now we're talking about bridging the gap between our external work and our inner world. Yeah. You know, they talk about things like cultivating intuition, learning to trust your inner voice. And these aren't just like fluffy self-help cliches, you know.
No, not at all.
They're presenting these qualities, often dismissed as soft skills, as absolutely essential for leadership, for success, especially in this digital age.
Especially in this age.
Right. Think about it. We're constantly bombarded with information, decisions to make. It's overwhelming.
Right.
So being able to cut through all that noise to trust your gut, that's invaluable. They even mentioned Claire Zammit's work on feminine power, which again, just underscores this powerful link between personal growth and leadership.
Yeah. And what's so cool about this deep dive is how it's revealing this whole web of interconnected ideas. You know, it's not just about work. It's about showing up as our full selves in every area of life. And you know what else they link feminine agility to? Communication.
Yeah.
And I mean, both within teens and externally.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And you know, when you really think about it, isn't that where so much of this comes into play? Communication is everything. Whether we're talking about teamwork, innovation, or even just navigating our daily interactions.
It's your foundation.
Exactly. Yep. And what I appreciate about how they approach communication in these materials is it's not just about how much you communicate. It's about the quality of that communication.
Right. It's not just about getting your point across. It's about really hearing the other person, understanding where they're coming from, building that connection. And that takes emotional intelligence, don't you think?
Absolutely. Because when people feel heard, when they feel like they're being understood, it creates this sense of safety, this foundation of trust. And that's crucial for open and honest communication, especially when things get tough, you know, when conflict arises.
And you know what I found really interesting? They actually lean into the whole conflict thing. They say that approaching conflict through like this feminine agility lens, it can actually lead to better outcomes. What do you make of that?
It's a really interesting perspective, right? Because we're often told to avoid conflict, to smooth things over. But they're talking about embracing vulnerability as a strength, particularly in those situations. And I think that's pretty powerful.
Yeah, it's funny, you know. We're so conditioned to see vulnerability as a weakness, especially in the workplace. But here they are saying, no, it's a strength. Tell me more about that.
Well, think about it. How often are we taught to, like, project this image of having all the answers, of being in control? But what if admitting you don't have all the answers, that you need help, that you're open to different perspectives? What if that was actually the key to unlocking a more collaborative, more effective way of working through disagreements?
It's like totally flipping the script, right? Instead of me versus you, it's we're in this together.
Exactly. And that shift in perspective, it can be so transformative. And not just for resolving conflicts, but for building deeper, more authentic connections in all areas of life.
This has been amazing, honestly.
Yeah.
This whole deep dive into feminine agility, it's given me so much to think about. Before we wrap up, let's bring it back to our listeners. If they could only take away two things from this conversation, what would you want those to be?
That's a good question. I'd say, first and foremost, remember that valuing diverse strengths, things like empathy, intuition, collaboration, it's not just some nice to have. It's essential. It's not about gender. It's about recognizing that these qualities, these often overlooked qualities, they're absolutely crucial for success in today's world. And secondly, embracing these principles, it can lead to better outcomes, for sure, but it can also lead to greater joy, greater fulfillment in our work and in our lives.
Greater joy. I love that. Because at the end of the day, isn't that what we all want? A little more joy. And you know, this deep dive, it's definitely given us a lot to chew on. Like that question they pose in the material, how might embracing these principles change not just what we do, but how we feel doing it? It's a question worth pondering, that's for sure. A huge thank you to you, as always, for lending your insights to this deep dive. And to our listeners, thank you for sending us this incredibly thought-provoking topic. If there's something you'd like us to explore in a future deep dive, please send it our way. Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, keep diving deep.